Christian Father Imprisoned for Homeschooling, Cuba Went to War with Us. By Francis Martel on May 20, 2019. A Cuban evangelical pastor sentenced to 2 years in prison for homeschooling his children says his family has endured psychological pressure and a war on behalf of authorities for refusing to allow the Castro regime to indoctrinate his children into communist ideology. His remarks form part of a petition to the Organization of American States, OAS, for a precautionary measure protecting Regal and his wife, Ida Exposito, who was sentenced to 1.5 years in prison for the same crime of acts contrary to the normal development of a minor. Homeschooling is illegal in Cuba and legal schools are of notoriously low quality, prioritizing the development of submissive citizens over life and professional skills. A precautionary measure prompts the OAS's Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, IOCR, to act rapidly to prevent imminent risk of irreparable harm to persons or groups of persons in the 35 OAS member states. Cuba remains an OAS member despite violating the organization's requirement that all members be democracies for over half a century. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association, HLDA, a nonprofit advocacy group defending the right to homeschool, and the Global Liberty Alliance, a legal defense fund dedicated to defending the defenders and advancing justice in places such as communist Cuba, filed the petition for a precautionary measure on behalf of the Regal family. The persecution of homeschooling parents is an assault to family and parental rights. These young Christian families, and the independent lawyers in Cuba who make a valiant effort to defend them, are at the tip of the spear in defense of religious liberty and fundamental individual rights. Jason Poblet, an attorney in Virginia with the Global Liberty Alliance, told Breitbart News. If you're interested in helping, share this story with your friends and in your social media networks. The HLDA will soon provide additional tools to help get the word out to policymakers to help support these families in Cuba. In the petition, obtained by Breitbart News, Regal details the government persecution against him in a statement dated April 29, just days after the regime handed down his sentence. It was such a strange thing to see this brutal injustice under our very noses and not be able to do anything about it, or saying anything, in a country that peacocks its achievements and its justice and boasts of the achievements of the revolution, Regal's statement continues. Only the grace and power of God has given us the strength to withstand this pressure. The petition for a precautionary measure states that intervention on behalf of the regional body is urgent and necessary to prevent irreparable damage and preserve the physical and psychological integrity of the members of the Regal Exposito family. It asks the OAS to demand the immediate liberation of the parents and return of the children to their custody. There are no guarantees of due process or a state of rights in Cuba and, therefore, there are no legal or other avenues that allow for denouncing crimes, because the courts, as well as the police and all other authorities, are under the control of the Communist Party of Cuba, PCC, the application reads. It notes that the Regal Exposito case has not only resulted in harm to the family, but in those interested in the case. Attorney and journalist Robert De Jesus Quiñones Aces attempted to attend the sentencing to both represent the family and write about his experience for the independent outlet Cubanet. Police gave him a brutal beating, according to the petition, and imprisoned him arbitrarily, offering no evidence that he had violated any crimes. Quiñones Aces later wrote about his ordeal for Cubanet, publishing a video showing a deep purple bruise under his eyes a week after the assault. Quiñones has continued to report on the Regal family case, last week observing the couple's first month in prison. As of the publishing of Quiñones' report, the couple's two children, Ruth and Joel, have been forced to matriculate at their local government school in Guantanamo, taking placement tests to evaluate what grade they should join. Cuba, a nominally Marxist atheist state, has consistently moved to repress the religious rights of its citizens. According to the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, USHRF, which publishes an annual global report on religious persecution, Cubans regularly face harassment campaigns targeting religious leaders and activists who advocated for stronger religious freedom protections. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.